Go.
Here we are.
And now we're live. You can be the next contestant on The Price is Right. Good morning, everyone. Coffee chat show edition. Who knows what number? 10 years running. Here we are.
Yeah.
Some days it's about just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk this morning about blooming where you're planted. And being okay with what is. And I'll tell you why I chose that topic. So we have a prosperity pajama call going. And out of meeting with those, I think there's about 11 ladies. And so, and actually my husband's been a part of it as well. So in that little collective, I decided to create an intensive mastermind program for more a more advanced prosperity study. So that led me over to, hold on a second, the kid's texting me here. You know how it is, ladies, you got kids, you got to answer them. Okay, so that led me over to my mother's house, where there's a treasure trove of 40 something plus years worth of books and stuff that we started studying together when I was a little girl. So I started digging through, and I found an old book called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. I think it's by Marcia Sinatar is her name. Tracy, you might remember that one from from eons ago. Yeah. So I just started flipping through it, and in there I came across a chapter about embracing your, well, understanding your shadow self and embracing your shadow self. And so I'm not sure if everybody knows what that means. So let's start there. Your shadow self is like the things that you don't like about yourself. It's sort of that darker, I don't even like to say darker. It's like that side of you that might be apathetic or, you know, depressed from time to time, or you have some behavior that you don't love, or you think something about yourself from the past, like you have a shitty opinion of yourself. It's kind of all, it's all the stuff that's like hiding in the dark. It's the stuff that's hiding in the drawer, the fridge, you know, like we talk about, like it's the rotten oranges. That's what the shadow self is like, is that stuff. And here's something that was interesting in the chapter. Until you embrace that, not only recognize all those things, some people think that you have to get in there and do the shadow work to fix it so that you can, you know, move on, keep on trucking. And an interesting thing that was in her chapter is that you embrace that, and it's not, there are components of that that are not meant to be fixed because they're part of you. And what there is to do is embrace those pieces of you, because those shadow pieces of you make up the whole. And they, so like a shadow behavior could be, you know, sitting on the sofa and binge watching 2 days of Hallmark movies or The Good Witch, which is my, is one of my, we'll call it shadow behaviors. And the truth is, if I don't take those times when I feel that way and do that thing, whatever I try to present to you guys next won't have the depth that it has to have, because I haven't taken that time to just collapse, sort of. Right. And it's like you want to get that shadow work to the place where it's not debilitating you, and yet you're still holding space for it. So I'm actually going to give you guys an assignment for all of us, an assignment for the week, if you choose to accept it. And I know Missy Davis is laughing right now because that's her favorite part of coffee chat. So bloom where you are planted means accepting everything that is in this moment and in this time, right? For those of you that are going to do this intensive study with me, you don't have to, you don't necessarily have to delve into all these old books that I'm digging into. I'm going to pull out the important parts. And yes, you should definitely add them to your collection if you want. But some of these older ones, some of the stuff in there is, you know, some of it's outdated. It depends on what it's talking about, right? But sometimes it's outdated or it's, so don't feel like you have to go collect all these old books. People that are going to work with us in this sort of intensive mastermind. And this mastermind will be a beta. So we'll do it. And then, you know, we may start a second group once I kind of see how it rolls. But it's basically going back to like all the old prosperity work that nobody really teaches anymore. The stuff from the early 1900s that I studied when I was small, and just a lot of that deeper work that nobody's really addressing now, you know, out there now. Now it's a lot about the law of manifestation, and it's a lot of, it's different. But that's where I went and dug for this book. So bloom where you're planted means holding space for all the pieces that you have in this moment. Like last night, if you could have heard me, I was just railing about how things are right now. I was railing to my husband, how things are right now, how I'm feeling about the financials, like just everything. And it was ugly. And he is, you know, guys try to fix things. So you could tell he was listening from like, how can I fix this? And I just had to say, like, you just got to hold space for me. Let me just vomit it on you and let it go in one ear and out the other, because I just have to get it up and out. And then in 5 minutes, I'll shake it off and I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's me. It takes me 5, 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes at the most a day. For some people, it will take longer, and that's okay. I read something this morning about, so if you're feeling really shadowy, we'll call it, and you're just like, can't even get out of bed, or it's like hard to get out of bed, or it's hard to load the dishwasher, or it's hard to take a shower, or like, I think there's, could be a lot of people out there that have those types of days or have that kind of stuff going on. So in some of the different reading that I've done over the last week, let's just say you don't feel like washing the dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, and it's really bothering you to see them in the sink, but the act of washing them off is stressing you even more. It's like, guess what? You can run the dishwasher twice. You can even run the dishwasher three times if you need to. And I was just reading a blog post from a woman that, you know, in essence, that's where she was at. She was unable to, she was at a very low and dark place. And she went to her therapist, and the thing that was bothering her the most was the dishes and her inability to like rinse them off and put them in the dishwasher. And he said to her, run the dishwasher twice. And she said, well, you're not supposed to do that. And he said, says who? And so this is what I want to speak to. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to leave our clothes on the floor. Says who? Yeah. Right? And yes, I was raised like that too. Everything has a place. I mean, I could go on and on with all the things the way that they're supposed to be.
Yep.
However, if you're having a moment where getting out of bed is hard for you, like,
yep.
Don't worry about the clothes that are on the floor. Just get out of the bed.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about the dishes that are piling up in the sink that you can't rinse. Shove as many of those as you can into the dishwasher and run the bastard three times if you have to. Who cares? Mm-hmm. If you can barely get to the shower and you have to shower laying down or sitting on the bottom of the bathtub, then F that. Do it. Sit there. You know, I mean, I happen to have been raised by people that taught me how to navigate tough times and rough times. And so I'm very thankful that the lowest that I ever get is I just want to watch Hallmark all day. I am able to shower and get myself together. And I have never fallen so low inside myself. And that's honest to God, just because I was raised by, you know, kind of boot camp Navy SEAL type folks. And I was just, so I have a set of skills that I am starting to understand that a lot of people don't have. Just inherently, they don't have those skills. They're trying to navigate and, you know, and gain skills. And so what I learned from reading this woman's blog and a few other things, like I said, that I've, that have come into my sphere this week, is that, you know, running the dishwasher three times and getting the dishes in there, that's a win. And so when you have that little win, then you can move on. Or if you can get to the shower and you're just sitting on the floor of the shower, but at least you got in there, like, that's a win. That's an accomplishment, right? If you can get yourself out of the bed and crawl to the kitchen and make a coffee, that's an accomplishment. And through those itty bitty things that seem stupid to anyone else that you might be sharing them with, except for maybe, you know, other people that have been at that place, it's like, those itty bitty things will give you the strength to get another itty bitty thing and another itty bitty thing and another itty bitty thing. And then before you know it, you'll be rinsing the dishes off and able to put them in the dishwasher, and you'll be able to stand up in the shower, and you'll be able to move on. So what I want you guys to give yourselves permission for is to fall apart to the point where it's not debilitating you, right? Like let it, like, stop. Like, I didn't take my steps today. I ate a candy bar. I should have got the dishes in the thing. I didn't do my to-do list. I didn't. My desk for the last 2 weeks is a shithole. That's how you can tell what's going on in my head. The places where I fall out of line is like my desk. The living room coffee table is covered with all these books that I just mentioned and all these papers because I'm working on all this stuff. But it's a mess in there. It's a mess in here. And it's kind of a mess here. And I've just given myself permission. Today, I feel like, okay, now I want to clean this up because this is like, this is bothering me now. But like last week, I think I walked two times and that was it. Like, I'm in that place. I'm just in this place where I feel like I'm railing against what is, because I'm in the middle of birthing something different. I don't even know what the hell that looks like right now. I'm not a patient person. It's a lot. And I have the skills to navigate it. So I can only imagine those of you that like didn't grow up with the skills or don't have the toolbox yet or are building the toolbox, like that you might just be sitting in the middle of whatever. And all the time, you know, we're usually talking about just moving you forward. And so today and maybe even next week, like for the next little while, I just want to talk to you for where you are and say, like, it's okay for you to be there. It's okay. And if you're in such a dark place that getting, like, if you're really falling and in a dark place, then perhaps, you know, you have to get some professional assistance to help you. We've always said to you that we're coaches, we're not therapists. So, you know, we're talking to the people that still have their threads that they can hang on to, right? So if your dark, shadowy place is really, really dark and you don't feel like you can even navigate yourself out itty bitty bit by itty bitty bit, then maybe, you know, it's a good idea for you to go talk to professional people who are trained to assist, because we're not those folks. We're the folks that can hold you and have grace and space for you as long as you're hanging on to the itty bitty, you know, threads. And man, like, there's a lot going on. There's so many different things in the world. There's lots of changes like that weren't there when I was, you know, it's all different now. And so it's like, just give yourself some permission to not be perfect. Give your permission for your shadowy self to like own that, right? Own all the pieces of who you are. And don't think that you have to fix the ones that don't seem like they're in line with where you want to go. Because the truth is, it's all a part of you. And until you can embrace all the pieces and like bloom where you're planted, like just be okay with what is and just, you know, like I said, have that goal list, right? Like, what are the 5 things that I can do when I'm hanging on by a thread? You know, my affirmations, my image book, my prayers, my, you know, whatever it is for you. Write a gratitude list. Just start writing out things you're grateful for. You know, whatever, have that list for yourself. So when you're in a really unpleasant place, you have some actions that you can just do that you don't even have to think. You just, the affirmations are already written. You're just going to read them and you're going to read them and you're going to read them. You're going to read them, you know? Or you're going to drag yourself out of the bed and get a cup of coffee and you're going to sit and look out the window and you're going to write a gratitude list or whatever. So Trace, you want to speak to this a little and then Karen.
Yeah. So where I am right now in my life, I've mentally, emotionally, right? There's a lot of complacency and I'll call it flat. And I'm just living flat. Okay. My work is amazing. My son lives nearby. I love my house. I love my neighborhood. So there are things in my life that bring me so much joy, but there's this space in me that's kind of flat. So, but I've been here before. And so I trust the process of just going through the motion and finding something joyful right now and finding something happy right now. And the other day there was a situation and a person reacted with a judgment. And my mind was, well, you don't know what that girl was going through. Like she was speaking about a situation. Well, she didn't, blah, blah. And my mind said, you don't know what she's going through. And I said out loud, give her some grace. And in that moment I thought, oh my gosh, Tracy, give yourself some grace. And so that's where I'm coming from these days, is that I'm going around the mountain one more time and I'm giving myself grace and I'm finding joy in the moment. It doesn't look like that. It doesn't look like that, but this is what it looks like. And if this is what it looks like, how can I get through without ending up in bed again? Cause I've been here before and I got out of bed. So how can I, you know, it's an old thing, and managing and navigating and creating new ways for myself to live in what is and make it matter, right? It looks different. Okay, so what can we do today? I also want to say that sometimes I hold a position in my life and I am the motivator and I am the inviter and I am the go-getter and I am the one that people can lean on and call for prayer. And so sometimes I will judge friends and say, well, how come they don't invite, and how come they don't pray, and how come they don't? Well, it's because that's not who they are. Maybe they're the quiet one when I need someone to just come over and watch a movie, or maybe they're the one who can bake me a cake because I ain't baking. You know, like so to give everybody the space to be different and to ask for what I need in the moment. Right. Yeah, like it's okay. And my word again is grace. Just keep on.
And they might even be the one that can't, right? Right. Like offer or invite or whatever. Right. And they, because they have their own story going on about nobody would want to come if they invited or whatever. So it's like, I mean, I had that this morning too. I'm like reaching out to people and I'm constantly offering help and I'm constantly reaching out and I'm saying the same thing as you. I'm like, how come nobody's like, and I'm like, you know what? It's just, this is mine to do.
And they're doing what they're doing. Yeah. Oh, so
and
good.
And they don't want to do it. Whatever. At least so I good. Tried, you know, at least I made an attempt. But you know, when you're the reacher, You know, then your mind wants to tell you, well, nobody likes you, and that's why they're not, you know. Right? Like, I went through that this morning too. Like, oh, why would anyone even want to do anything? I mean, there's a lot going on in my head right now, a lot.
Right.
And, you know, part of it was like, why even bother to do the show? Nobody cares. I've been doing this for 10 years. What does it matter?
Yep.
Like, I'm just going to cancel. I had a headache all night. I had hot flashes. Yep. I was like that for 2 nights. I don't feel, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I just thought, you know what? Because sometimes we get an email from somebody that's been watching the show for like years and their life was changed and they just never said a word.
Yeah.
And we have a fair amount of people that say something. And I think it's like a rule for every one person that says something, there might be like 30 people that never say a word. So,
yeah. Well, and I want to remind us, and you know, because you're a God girl, right? I know immediately, I know so well the enemy so well that I'm like, okay, yeah, no, you are not even going to take me down that road. And to be able to rebuke it right in the moment where it's so sad that some people, they fall, oh, I have a little tummy. Oh, I'm going to go stay in bed. Oh, I can't do anything. They go there and the enemy knows how to attack me. He attacks me about being uninvited. I'm like, oh no,
right.
I am so invited. And yeah,
but on the other side of that too, and that's what we're speaking to, right? Is like, if you do want to just stay in bed, like give yourself permission to do that. Just don't stay there for like weeks on end.
Yes.
You know? So
yes.
You know, we're always talking about being a warrior here and beating back the dark. And what I'm saying is like you can't beat back the dark like it's something other than you, right? You have to see that it's part of you, and then you have to determine a way to interact with it so that you become whole. Because you can't only, there is only light because there's dark.
Mm-hmm.
There's right. So it's mm-hmm. like, if you are mostly a being of the light, it doesn't mean that there isn't dark. It means that you know how to navigate it. It means that you and the dark made friends and you explained to it how it's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have explained to it that although I might give you a day, I will not give you a week.
Yes, love
and
that.
Although I might give you 5 minutes, I will not give you the day or whatever it is.
Yep.
And so because in the same way that I teach you that what you resist persists, it's the same, like if I don't allow my desk to be messy or I keep beating myself up over and over again or whatever, like if I keep whacking at myself for that, then I'm bringing it, I'm giving it strength because mm-hmm. I'm pushing it away so hard that energy is going to come right back at me. And then I'm going to keep struggling.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep struggling and I won't get anywhere. So if I just say like, shit, I'm kind of falling apart right now. I'm like a mess and it's gross and I hate where I am right now.
Yep.
And I know better than to hate it. So I'm trying really hard not to hate it. You know, every day. Mm-hmm. And like Tracy, I've been here before.
Yep.
And I have the tools.
Yep.
And I know how to navigate this.
Yep.
And this, what you're seeing right here, is 44 years of doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is 44 years and I look like this morning, I can only imagine what some of you are going through after only being at it a year or 2 years or 20 years or 10 years.
Mm.
So I'm telling you this morning, make your shadow side your friend.
Yeah.
And make a relationship with those components of you that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to turn the mother freaking dishwasher on 7 times, then do it.
Yeah.
And if you have to throw your clothes on the floor and leave them there for 3 days, who cares?
Yeah.
Pick them up when you feel ready. Yet pick them up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like get out of bed and pick up the clothes and make order when you can, but stop beating on yourself for not feeling for not being a warrior. And a real warrior knows when the hell to lay down. Let me tell you, a real warrior knows when to lay down and when to get up. And that is a piece of like that a lot of people don't talk about, because everyone's like, rah, 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 go, go, go. Or everyone's like, oh, shadow work, shadow side. No, it has to be married. It has to be married. Karen, you want to speak?
Yeah, that's so interesting, because like I get really down on myself when I want to take a break. And then I'm like, oh, well, people like Mel Robbins don't take a break and they have all this energy, but they don't talk about that side, right? All they talk about is the go, go, go. And like for me, mine is like the morning. Like I wish I was like a Noelle and Tracy and woke up at 5:30 or 6 o'clock. I've never done that in my entire life. And I probably never will. I might.
Let me stop you and let you in on a little secret. The only reason that comes to be is because you have a kid. And a kid, you get trained to get up whenever you have to get up. Get up and go.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a choice. Especially when you're a single mom.
Yep.
You don't have a choice.
Yep.
If the kid is vomiting at 3 a.m., guess what? You're up.
You're up.
You gotta go to work.
Yeah.
So go ahead, keep going. But that's that.
The past 2 years, it was always a big bucket list. I'm gonna get up super early. And then I was like, F this. It makes me miserable every day when I don't get up at 5:30, but I get up at 8. Like 8's not terrible. 8's not 11 a.m. And you know what? I also work better in the evening sometimes.
Yep.
And
my mother was like that.
I also can do work in an hour that sometimes takes people 3. Yep. So I'm like, screw this. Like I kept getting so mad at myself. And then like eventually I don't know. I've had times where I've been in bed and I can't get up. Like a couple years ago, I had that. And I even financed like a Sleep Number, which is like a couple $1,000 bed. Mm-hmm. I can't stand my bed anymore. I don't even go in my room unless I'm sleeping. Like, so it just changes. And I don't know. You just have to give your, like Tracy said, I say the word grace all the time. And I give myself grace way more than I used to. If I want to take a break from 3 to 4, I'm going to take a break. Mm-hmm. That's it.
My mom, she didn't hit her desk before noon and she stayed up till 3 because she did her best work from, you know, she did her best work from like 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. And so that's another thing, like just give yourself permission to fall apart. Just don't stay apart forever.
Right.
You know, and if you honest to God are truly feeling like you're apart and you can't get yourself back together, then reach out to some professional people that can help you. You know, we're all certified coaches. So I just keep on reiterating this because I don't want anyone to feel like they're less than if they're just at such a low place that what we're saying just seems insurmountable to them. Mm-hmm. So if you are in that place, there are therapists and psychiatrists that can help you and, you know, reach out to those people. And if you don't know where to find them, you could definitely reach out to us and we can help you. We're all very good researchers and I'm sure we could help you find, you know, the right people in the right places. Mm-hmm. So I want to give you a challenge for the week. I want this to be two-sided. So do one thing that you've been avoiding. So whatever it is, for me, it's getting all the stuff together for the CPA. Like there's no reason to avoid it, but I just like, it's just this thing. So that's my thing. And pick one thing that you've been avoiding. If it's cleaning something or looking at something or opening a pile of mail or dealing with something that you're afraid of or whatever, just pick it and decide that's going to be the thing. And then the other one is to give yourself permission for one shadow self habit. Just let it be okay. If it's throwing your clothes on the floor at night instead of putting them away, then just do it. If it's, I don't know, if it's not washing your hair, or if it's leaving dirty dishes in the sink, or if it's whatever, living room a mess, or just let it be okay and stop beating yourself up, you know? Just stop beating yourself up. Just let it be okay for the week to give yourself permission to embrace what you would call a bad habit. Let it be all right. Yep. It's okay. Your whole world will not fall apart because you leave your clothes on the floor.
Yeah.
I promise you. And the whole world will not fall apart if there's dirty dishes in the sink when you get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just start to release and give yourself permission to just bloom where you are. Yeah. Just be okay where you're at. And for God's sake, let it be all right. Just let it be all right for you to be where you are. And if you do want to interact with us more, you can always join the group that we have that goes along with this page. We do speak a little bit deeper during the week about, you know, what we've talked about on the show. We are trying to, we're going to work on growing that group. And at some point we might even take and do, you know, some different types of lives that are inside the group only, so that, you know, when you're in the group, you're getting more of us live than just the show, and a better chance to interact with us. So as I figure out my life and the next steps for all of what I'm doing, we may we may bring that into being. So for this week, just give yourself permission to let it be okay where you are. Give yourself space and grace, and just let that be all right.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are joining us for the pajama call, we'll see you on Wednesday evening. And hopefully we'll see some of you in the group during the week. Other than that, we'll be right here next Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a great week. And remember to give yourself space and grace.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. We love you guys. Bye.